following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. Just see the difference Purina makes and beat it right along.
Because we knew that on this Monday, we were going to begin the beginning of the end with the firm, low-carb, no-carb South Beach has nothing to do with what fatty's on. The low-carb, no-carb South Beach diet thing. That was just for you, fatty.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Has nothing to do with what Fatty's on.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1512 of the BFO for two, I say, Tuesday the 12th of November 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to finish telling you about the weekend. We've got voice letters and a special report from Walnut Hills. Yes! Hello, Caladarians. Benny, what does that mean? Well, hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you are Caladarians today because you know what today is? You know what today is? And I don't want to hear from these Mexicans that do it wrong. Y'all, today is 11, 12, 13. Big Fatty, we can count. That's lovely. y'all, this won't happen again until December 13th next year. And y'all, then it'll be, and then we'll all be dead before it ever happens again. Big Fatty. anyway, but y'all, just a little piece of useless knowledge. Big Fatty, it's why we come here every day. So anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the Vons, yo, talking about being a sloth, and and y'all, I am delighted. I am delighted. It's a little bit late getting here, but y'all, we have got a very, very special report that we're going to bring to you. Big Fatty, let's do it right now, all right? Let's do it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, we have got in the BFO death copter out there in Walnut Hills, y'all. Now we have got Larry the veteran.
Yes, Big Fatty, I am in the death copter in Walnut Hills, and there's a delivery truck in front of the mansion in Walnut Hills atop the hill near the surface of the sun. And it looks like they are bringing in a giant coffin. No, I take that back. It's not a coffin. It is. I believe it is a TV machine.
Well, Larry the veteran, first of all, thank you for joining us today from Walnut Hills. We appreciate you being out there to cover this enormous event, as all events in Walnut Hills are. And can you tell us a little bit more about what you're seeing? Can you drop the copter a little lower and tell us what you...
Yes, Big Fatty. It looks like a gigantic TV machine. It's 65 inches, it says on there. And it's about the size of some pants on a fat suit or something. The humanity, the dear urine sprinklers are going off. Oh, dear, Gussie, oh, this is terrible. Oh, Big Fatty, the humanity, I can't look at it.
Well, Larry, get out of there quickly before you get squirted by the dear urine. Oh, dear Gussie. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I'm telling you. You can tell we are 9 months after Valentine's sex week because, y'all, there's a lot of babies being born this week in November. And, y'all, today on 11, 12, 13, y'all, we have two, not one, but two, I say, two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one is the number one fan of the BFO. Do you know who that is? Big Freddy, we do indeed. Y'all, it is the one and only Bill in St. Louis. And Bill, we hadn't heard from you in forever. You have to call in and tell us. Yes, because he needs to call in and tell us what kind of cake he had. And y'all, our second celebration of exiting the birth canal is from someone out there in the San Francisco. So nice to name it twice. Y'all, it is none other. It's somebody that didn't listen to the BFO, but you've heard me mention him many times in the past.
My sensors indicate an intruder is present.
Oh, dear Gussie, Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, it is none other than the Nip. The Nip. Big Fatty. Oh, that's lovely. And, y'all, I can guarantee to you that he's doing everything in his power to forget about it because, y'all, he's 48 today. Yes, Big Fatty, just an old fart like you. No, Big Fatty is a 9 year older fart. Big Fatty!
Happy birthday!
Gussie, y'all, evidently there's been a problem with some pictures getting over there to Spot and Big Fatty. So, y'all, if you don't see your pictures posted within a few days, let Big Fatty know, and we'll get in touch with Spot and Crazy about that. But, y'all, evidently I missed a picture, y'all, of that Peter G spotted. You know, he's out there in the Bay Area. So nice to name it twice. Y'all, he spotted Big Fatty and his Ford Escape. And Big Fatty, that looks like a... It looks like a death jalopy, instead of the death copter. Well, it's very similar. Very similar. And, y'all, let's just see what else we got over here. And, y'all, that Peter G. Spotted Big Fatty. It says, Marty briefly appeared on the 60s sitcom The Munsters playing poor, misunderstood Marilyn. Big Fatty, you look more like Grandpa. Or that Eddie Monster, or whatever the hell he is. Anyway, I wonder how horrifying that is on a 65-inch TV machine. Gussie, y'all, I wasn't able to finish telling you about the weekend on yesterday's little show. Y'all had so much content. Big Fatty, we're not used to that. I was going to tell you on Saturday afternoon, you know, I made that soup. And y'all, for some reason, several people, that Aunt and that Calvin, you know, they're both out there in the Bay Area. So nice to name it twice. There must be something in the water. But they both want the soup recipe because they think that had something to do with the 3.5 hour gentleman call it. Big Fatty, they're totally unrelated. However, if they were related, I guarantee damn to you, everyone would be saying, never not funny, Big Fatty, never not funny. Saturday night, I was on that Stick It With a Poke little show, and y'all, we talked about old toys that we had when we were children, and one of the things we talked about was the Viewmaster, and y'all, it's just lovely, and we didn't have a whole lot of, well, we had did have some poon in the thing, but y'all, a lot of pictures of toys, then on Saturday night, went out to with Granny and Miss Porter to the Dudley Do-Rights, and you just had a lovely time with them. And y'all, I got home and I turned the Grand Doctor on. Y'all, the Jersey Boys traveling show was in Charleston this past week, and I believe this gentleman caller was from the Jersey Boys show, and he's a Herbert Herder. And anyway, we just chatted a little bit, and he wanted to get together, but y'all, then he fell asleep. Bee, Fatty, that sounds like something you would do. Well, it does sound like something I would do. And then he hit me up on Sunday morning, and, oh, Berg Herder, I would love to, but I'm at work now. And y'all, then he was 450 miles away. I think he's up there in Baltimore. Maybe that's Stevie B. I'll see him on the Grand Doggy. Yes, Big Fatty, that'd be lovely. Or maybe that the Horn Cub Jay. But y'all, then on Sunday, I got up and I went to the Whole Foods. Big Fatty, is that spelled with a W? It is indeed. And I got a couple of pounds of the forest bacon, y'all. You know, it's $7.99 a pound. You know how much the Oscar Mayer is at the Von Z's? $8.39 a pound. Y'all, the forest bacon is cheaper than the Oscar Mayer. So I got a couple of pounds of that, and I got me some navel oranges. I've just been craving sweetness, and I think that's tartness, the citrus, and I think that's probably one of the reasons I wanted to make that that lemon chicken soup. And then after that, what did I do? I asked Granny out at Dudley Doodle Rights what he ate at the fan. Y'all, he always gets one of those sausage dogs with the the peppers and the onions, and then he had a cone dog, and I don't know what all else he got. But y'all, and then of course he had indigestion, and y'all, he can't fit in his pants again. So you know he's back on the. I don't know if he's on the big fatty diet or not. But anyway, it doesn't appear he is. But y'all, the other thing I picked up at the Whole Foods, y'all, they have the coconut. You know, they have the coconut milk and the almond milk, and y'all, they had two versions of the eggnog. And you know, Big Fatty is not a real big fan of the eggnog. Just because it's, you know, nothing but high calories, and you know, you to make it good, you got to pour bourbon in it, and you know, Big Fatty doesn't have bourbon in the house, and I don't think Jen will. No, Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. And anyway, so I picked up some coconut milk eggnog and some almond milk eggnog, and y'all, the calories are a lot less, and we'll see how the taste is. So I'll give you a report on that as time goes by. But y'all, as I was traversing to and from the Whole Foods, y'all, I was listening to that Dubious Intentions with that Adam Burns, you know, old sideways baseball cap, and that Daniel Bieber. And y'all, it was really nice because at the very end of it, first of all, they had recorded on the anniversarium of when Daniel's father passed away. And I had met Daniel's father before, and just a sweet man. Sweet man, just as witty and funny as he could be. I had Thanksgiving to include the Mother Bieber's famous strawberry cobbler, which is just lovely. Anyway, he played a little clip of some things that he had recorded with his dad. And y'all, it was a lovely trip down memory lane. And so Daniel, thanks for sharing that with us. It was just lovely.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin, and oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello.
Bacon.
Hello, poodle.
Hi.
Toodler and Toodler. Hey, so I'm listening to, I'm at work, and I'm listening to the Game Night Guys, and I think I'm down to, like, 32, maybe. And let me just see exactly what I got left here, whatever, because I know everybody wants to know. So I have 26 left. So anyway, last night I woke up. I went to sleep at probably 10:40. I woke up at 11:33 and could not go back to sleep until about 2 o'clock. About 1 o'clock, I decided I'm going to, you know what, I think I'll try listening to Wes. He has a nice, just nice, soft voice, and it's a little soothing, you know, so maybe I'll listen to him. First, I tried to listen to music, and it's just like, oh, all the music I had was just making my nerves jump, whatever. So anyway, I'm listening to Gay Country West, and he is talking about taxes, and he is so, like, he sounded so excited about taxes. I, like, had to turn it off because it wasn't keeping me awake. It was just like, maybe I should have re-downloaded the museum trip or something like that. But anyway, that didn't do it for me. Could not put me back to sleep. So anyway, I'm listening to it again. And what's my point? I got one.
Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, that is, of course, Miss Bacon. And, of course, she called last month. And, y'all, I'm just now getting around to playing. Y'all, I am backed up on the voice letters, I got to tell you. But we will eventually catch up on all of them. So just stay there. Miss Bacon, if you're looking for some little shoes that'll put you to sleep, you know, I've mentioned a couple. I've already mentioned a couple on today's Big Fatty, you're going to get yourself in trouble.
Is there a button to skip the guy talking in the beginning? I hear Miss Bacon is on vacation again, hiatus. I believe that is the Princess Pineapple's residence. Well, I don't blame her because she works with really nuts people. They must be making her cuckoo at work. So does this mean we can talk about Miss Bacon all the time behind her back?
Yeah, I guess y'all, that of course is the crazy Mexican. That's that Hat M over there in Mexico, European Mexico. Yes, Big Betty. And Hat M, first of all, thank you so much for calling. Miss Bacon may be on hiatus, but I can guarantee you she has got the ears of a cat. Big Betty, what does that mean? I have no idea, but I think she's got the ears of a cat. Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty. Hey, Miss Poodle McNoodle.
Hi.
It's Ed Chan calling in, feeling oh so very, very, very extra super guilty for not calling in time to wish you guys a happy 1500 anniversary. You know what? As much as everybody says that they can't stand your nattering and yada yada, I actually love it. I love it all. I love all your bumpers, and I love all your segments. Also, Big Fatty, you need to get Miss Poodle McNoodle some cake.
Yes.
I don't care if it's carb awareness,
yes,
or carb anti-carb,
yes,
awareness,
I
or what
cake.
The effing deal it,
yeah,
is with carbs. She,
yes,
needs cake.
I need
you need
cake
to get her cake.
Yes.
That.
Yes.
Also, I would never unsubscribe from your little show. Never. And it will break my heart the day it reaches its final destination. Oh God, did I just say final destination? Anyway, please just keep going. Know that there will always be a listener on the other side of the planet listening in to you. Yes, I'm that much of a masochist, and yes, I love you guys, and I will never unsubscribe from your little show. Okay, goodbye! Goodbye, goodbye! Alright, no, how do I stop this call? Damn it! Never mind. I'll just sigh really loud. Like,
what?
I'll do it. Justin Bieber. I mean, Daniel Bieber show.
Oh, dear, I see. Ed, thank you so much. And y'all, we're out of time. Vero, what did you think of Ed's call?
Has nothing to do with what Fatty's on.
Oh. He called me? Of course it does.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206- 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.